I wanted to do this podcast today because I know there's a lot of scared people out there, and I'm with you. I'm one of them. With the way COVID has come along and disrupted everything, and we know that we're pretty much going through winter right now. And I don't mean that literally, because people in Australia and New Zealand right now, as this is being recorded, are coming into summer. But I mean financially and just how the world is. This is a period that we call winter. And we know there's going to be another side of it. We know there's going to be another day when COVID's hopefully disappeared and we come out the other side and we can continue life as normal. There will be a spring and there will be a summer, which is great. It's good to know. But there's one thing that doesn't help us sort out how we're going to pay our bills now. How are we going to look after or keep the company going or your career? Because say if you're on a career right now, you are not really where you wanted to be in the first place. You're still nowhere near your goal that you want in this career. And now you know you're going to have to take a year or two out, or it's going to be put off on the shelf for a little bit because of COVID. Oh my God, the alarm bells come on. But there's something that happens in these times. And that's, you see the masses, they all panic. They all retract and go defensive. But then there's a select few. And them select few step up, go ultra aggressive, go on the offense, on the attack, and they make the most of it. And I know that if you're the kind of person that listens to these kinds of podcasts where it's really all about improving yourself and getting more from yourself and learning the personal skills and the mental skills so you can perform as you need to, then I know for a fact that you're one of them people that can take advantage of this time. And taking advantage doesn't mean taking advantage of people. Instead, it's just seeing how the rules are now, understanding the game of how it's got to be played at this particular point, and executing. Being the kind of person that can come up with the answers when the game is so difficult to win. Or the game, all the rules have just changed, put it that way. Because there are people doing really well, of course. There's people like Amazon, Zoom, the video conferencing, people that make masks. You know, there's certain companies now that are prospering off this, and it's not they're taking advantage, really. It's just it fits for their model. People are at home more, so they're using more of their technology. But you can do the same. You can find out how now you can adapt your business. If you've got a company that's taken a hit, how you can adapt it and make it more online or make it more cost effective, even though you're stressed and you know you've got to pay the staff somehow. Instead of going into your shell and worrying and being woe is me, this is your time as a boss, as a leader, to figure out how the hell you can keep this ship going. And that isn't just for company owners. This is for everybody. This is for your love life. This is for your career and your sport. If you're stuck at home, how can you make sure that if you are trapped at home and you're in quarantine, how you can use that time so when it's over, you're an even better athlete. You're an even better person. You're mentally stronger. You've used this time to mentally train, to improve your body. All of this time can be used. I don't want you feeling sorry for yourself, watching TV, eating loads of cake and sweets, drinking too much because now you've got less to do. It's like, right, this is a golden opportunity here. Life has come along and it's given us a little bit of a slap and it said, oi. This is how we're going to play this game now. And the people that are going to survive are the people like you that come up with different ways of handling it, of overcoming it, of changing what you do in life and how you do it and how you get the most out of yourself. This is your time to step up. And we all like challenges. We all like to look at these or watch these movies where the character has to go through a challenge and they come the other side. Well, this is yours. This is it in front of you. This is your story. At the end of this, you're going to say how you improved as an individual, how you improved your company, how now, okay, I probably did have to shut the company down. God forbid that happens. But eventually, it's going to play out because you're going to create something that will last any storm. You'll come back stronger. You'll rehire the staff that you had to get rid of. Whatever you go through right now, you will overcome. Because you have the resourcefulness, you've got that warrior mind, that spirit inside you to overcome it and to adjust. And I just want you to back yourself up. I don't even know who you are, but I know if you're listening to this, that you're kind of aligned with, in a sick way, you're aligned because you like these challenges somewhere deep inside, because you know it wakes something up on the inside. It means you're not dead. It keeps you on your toes and it keeps you improving. This is one of them moments. So don't fear so much. Instead, start to get curious. Start to change your perspective on how you see things. Talk to people, get advice, and make sure that this time we're going through right now improves you. So in 3, 4, 5, 10 years, you're better off because of what we're going through right now. And keep your mind there. Stay resourceful. People are looking at you now for answers. And that's not a time to get scared. That's a time to remind yourself that you were born for these moments. We're born into this life and, you know, there's worse disasters than this, by the way. We will get over it. But you were born at this time and this is the challenge that we are dealt on a global scale. How are you going to answer it? You have the skills to do this, by the way. You've got to remind yourself. You start every day getting into that mindset of the person who can survive and prosper at these times. Become that person. Become the warrior you need to become and get out on that battlefield. And you do what you do best. You're made for this.